welcome back to the Iron Moms USA podcast. I'm Ina Koppel.
And I'm Raina Butler.
And today we're answering your questions.
Yes, we have a serious Q&A here today. A lot of questions came in for you, Ina, about starting strength. And shocking, a lot of questions came in for me about TikTok.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You are the TikTok queen.
Well, not viral yet. I only have one viral video, but I'm
getting
there.
Can you guys help Raina go viral? Because she really wants to go viral.
Yeah, that'd be great.
She really wants to go viral on TikTok. Can you guys suggest anything?
Yeah, I'll take all your TikTok suggestions. All right, let's jump right in. Okay, here's a good one for you, Ina. Does one receive the same feedback at seminars if you don't opt in?
So for those of you who don't, who haven't been to a Starting Strength seminar and don't know what we're talking about, I'll give you a little preview. At the seminar, there are two different types of attendees. One is the person who just wants to learn more about the method, who wants to dive deeper into the technique, and will, you know, go to the seminar just for their own knowledge and for their own benefit. And then there is the person who comes who has taken this to a whole new level and wants to become a coach and will opt in to be evaluated on their coaching skills. So the feedback that you receive as a regular attendee and you don't opt in will be very thorough. You'll get feedback on your technique. You'll get feedback on the way that you're applying cues, and you'll have your questions answered. But if you're opting in as a coach, you'll be scrutinized on your ability to, you know, coach people to get them moving in line with the method. And the platform coaches will evaluate you as a coach, not as a regular attendee. So the feedback will be different in that if you're a regular attendee, you'll get feedback on your own personal lifting. But if you're opting in as a coach, you will get feedback on your coaching skills. So, you know, it's not one is better than the other. It's just two different scenarios. And believe me, you want to be just the attendee that's lifting and having a good time. Opting in is tough, man. It's tough.
I'm laughing from the side because if you're coming to anything Starting Strength, you're not just going to like fly under anyone's radar. You'll be seen no matter what.
Absolutely right.
So if you're going, don't worry. You will be seen whether you're opting in or opting out.
Yeah,
you will be seen.
You will walk away from that weekend having all of your questions answered.
All right. Speaking of Starting Strength, what do you do after you read the blue book and finish your NLP? Ina, can you explain to everyone what an NLP is and which book we're talking about?
Okay. If you are not a lifter and you don't do Starting Strength, they're talking about the Starting Strength book, which you can get on Amazon. It's the blue book. And the NLP is the Novice Linear Progression, which is the first program that you'll be doing when you're a new lifter. So if you want to become an apprentice or become a coach, the process goes like this. You will read the Starting Strength book plus practical programming twice, at least twice. I am, you know, almost 10 years into this and I reread those books constantly because the more that I gain experience, the different the literature appears to me each time I see something that I might not have noticed previously. So if you want to become a coach, you know, read the material as much as you can. Definitely train, get through your NLP, get help with it because you're going to make mistakes. So I have a lot of people who want to become coaches and what they do is they try to run this program without getting eyes on them from an SSC and they often get stuck in their NLP, which is a shame. So I always recommend that they, you know, visit a Starting Strength coach in person so that they can maximize their results or get one online. So after you've done that successfully, what you need to do is start coaching other people. If you want to be a coach, you've got to get other lifters moving in line with the model. How many? As many as you can get. And if you can't get people who will do a 3-month stint with you or commit for a year, it's also helpful to have people who come in for introductory type of sessions where you teach them the basic lifts from the ground up. Because the more that you teach the basics, and Raina, you know this yourself because you taught the basics in class all the time, where you started with a squat stretch and you established their stance and you taught people how to bodyweight squat in a safe way. And so that was already valuable to someone like you. If you're going to be a coach, putting people through basic progressions and teaching them the lifts over and over is also valuable. In addition to having someone that you oversee for a period of time, get them through their NLP. So coach, you know, train yourself, read the books, and start coaching other people. That would be the next step.
Okay. Now for regular people, just, I want you to clarify, SSC means
starting strength coach.
Okay.
Excellent. Or starting strength credential.
Okay. And then would you suggest that regular people who are just lifting or interested in starting strength read these books?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think that you can do the program successfully without understanding the material. And I think that you have to read the Starting Strength book and reread it. If you're going to be using the method, you have to know what's behind the method and why you're moving the way that you're moving. Because the more that you read about it, the more that you understand, you know, theoretically, in addition to, you know, conceptually and practically, is that the more that you understand, the better your lifts will be. You'll be able to correct yourself. You'll understand why, you know, you're using certain cues, and it'll just translate better in your mind. You'll have a better picture of the model, and you'll improve in your own lifting. You have to read about it. There's no way out. And you know, I'm always sending Raina information.
My favorite page, it's page 9. Ladies, go look it up and you'll understand right away why. Page 9.
In the blue book. But, you know, I think the more, you know, we're very lucky that Starting Strength produces so much material out there and so much information. And I'm always sending you links for things that you're working on technically. And I think that's very valuable to see it, you know, being done with someone else, or to learn about it. You have that aha moment, you implement it in your own lifting and you fix the problem.
That's right. So you would say anyone who's interested in starting strength, get those books.
Get those books. And if you want to become a coach, start reading the books, read them a couple of times, get through your NLP, and then start coaching other people.
I know the next one I think I'm going to buy is Mean Old Mr. Gravity. Never read that one.
Oh my God, that's so much fun. I have that one. And I wish they would do a part 2 that was called Comments from the Haters.
Oh, don't get me started on Comments from the Haters. It's my favorite part of Rip's podcast. I could listen to every single episode.
Absolutely.
15 times.
He's the shit.
Yep. It just distracts me. So I can't listen to too many because I don't listen to the informational part. I just go right to the next episode to hear
more.
Well,
Raina, that's because you love overheard at the gym. You guys are in sync.
I love a little gossip. Oh, speaking of gossip. Okay. Hey, Ina and Raina, do your husbands lift? And if they do, do you coach them? Oh, here we go. You go first, Ina. Does your husband lift?
Unfortunately, I do coach my husband. And I really try not to, because there's no way that your husband will perceive your coaching as anything but criticism instead of feedback.
That is true.
And by the way, my daughter's the same way. She's just like her dad. And it is absolutely impossible. And then my husband gets frustrated with me.
I think the last time I was in, your husband was working out with us. And you told him to like lean over too many times. Mm-hmm. And it ended, I think, you just leaving the house.
Yeah. He just wouldn't listen to me. He wouldn't listen to me.
And then he's like, take a video, send it to my coach.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And you did.
I did.
Wasn't bad. He responded better to you.
Right.
Men always perceive, you know, and women too. Your spouse will, it's very, very rare that you'll have a coach who can coach their own family, their own, you know, spouse. This certainly does not work in my house, but somehow we're muddling through it just because he's stubborn. But like, I would like to tell him to like gain 40 pounds and do all this other stuff, and I can't get him to do it. And I have to walk away. You can't, it's very hard for me to coach my own husband for many, many reasons, but it's not my jam.
I think Carl wrote a really, you know, great article about this that made me laugh.
Yeah. Carl's. We should throw this into the description
and
too.
And I don't want to hear about those perfect couples.
Yeah. It's not working out. Right. We get very defensive. Your spouse will get very defensive. Now, I know there are those few people who are the perfect couple. No, not in my house.
And they work out together and stuff. It's like their bonding time.
Yeah. My favorite is when he tells me I don't know anything.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, oh God, I need to leave this gym. I really want to sign him up with a coach. Like, I'm dying to get him a starting strength coach, but he's just too stubborn for it. And I'm like, you'll make great progress because you'll internalize the feedback.
I think you've tried to give him to like 100 other people. Before.
I have really, guys, who wants to coach my husband? He's very agreeable with everyone but me.
I think he's even good with Shelly, your daughter, who's not even a coach.
He's good with you.
He's, I think, the best with Tori.
No, you.
Remember Tori fixed his press?
Yeah.
She's like, you need to step out wider.
Speaking of Tori.
That's true. So in my house, my husband lifts like sporadically. That's putting it nicely. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, he'd be like, hey, I'm going to use this new garage gym that I paid for. Mm-hmm. So on a random Saturday night, he'd be like, I'm going into squat. First, he will not put on lifting shoes. Mm-hmm. Cause like, why would you put on lifting shoes yeah. when you have on perfectly good sneakers? Okay. Is he going to do warm-ups properly? We don't know. Who knows? My only ally in my house is, thank God for Tori.
Yeah, she's serious. There are some adorable pictures. Please put them on the stories.
I'm going to put them on stories.
Of Tori coaching your husband. So how did that go that night?
Okay, so Tori first told him that you need to wear lifting shoes.
Go, Tori.
So I said to Tori, why? She's like, because they stabilize you and they're cool.
She's been listening. She's a winner.
She paid attention. Next. She basically told him the correct warm-ups to get to 135.
Nice.
Why 135? We don't know. That was the random number out of the hat.
It's easy.
Next time it could be 155. Yeah. We don't know.
Random.
It's whatever he randomly came up with in his brain. Then on top of that, I'm like, you cannot round your back when you squat. I'm
not a go Reina. Coach.
I don't know everything. I don't really know anything, but I know you cannot round your back when you squat.
That's right.
I said it 16 times. He told me to exit the gym. I came back and next thing I see Tori
so cute. In that
coach's squat stance, bending over and squatting with him Aww. Like you do with your clients.
Yeah, that's so cute. We might have to make that the picture
and
for this.
She's like, lean over, knees out. I don't know if
Does he listen?
Was right.
Did he listen?
It was better.
He listened?
It was better than what he was doing before.
That's funny.
He listened because Tori knows.
I'm impressed that you gave it a shot.
Well, I thought he was going to kill himself.
Yeah. He's in the rack.
Call 911. Safe.
I bet Tori could give him some solid cues. She really knows what she's doing.
Tori's pretty good.
She's developed an eye for it. And everyone's like, how do I become a better coach? I'm like, just spend a ton of time in the gym watching people lift.
Watch out, Chase. You may be dethroned as the youngest starting strength coach.
That Tori's is coming. True. Tori's coming for you, Chase.
Yeah. So the husbands, I think we should go by Carl's.
Yes.
His article?
Yes.
Get your husband a coach.
Yeah, get your husband a coach. Get my husband a coach,
right,
please.
Just your husband.
Please.
My husband, we're going to put him back on the treadmill.
Yeah, no, he's. I'm going to come by. I'm going to check him out. But, you know, in his defense, you know, if my gym stayed open, he'd have been lifting.
Maybe. So my husband's that guy who like comes with a gym bag, but inside the gym bag is not a notebook, chalk and shoes. It's food.
Yeah. It's food for everyone.
And alcohol.
Yeah. For everyone. He's always bringing the party.
So if you want someone fun, he's great, but he's not so great.
I have a great time with him.
It's too much. These guys are too much.
Yeah. No, thanks. No coaching your husband.
Oh, I like this. Hey, Ina, why don't you follow any other method besides starting strength? And why do you guys only talk about starting strength?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is because nothing else works. And I know that because I've spent a ton of money getting other certifications. Because before starting strength, I owned a fitness studio and I went and Reina did too through every single certification that we thought was the answer.
I'm embarrassed how many fitness certifications I have. I'm embarrassed how much money I spent.
What a racket. By the way, personal training and certifications, don't you know you're just buying one? Why is the gym requiring this of you? Okay, anyway, side note, I have tried everything under the sun and it was not what I wanted for my clients. And what I wanted for my clients is I wanted to find the right way to get them strong so that they can stay safe when they lift, when they exercise. So every other certification that claimed to teach strength taught some version of conditioning. And so like, okay, the kettlebell certification that was convincing you that this is the way to get strong. Well, after a while, like how much can you swing around a kettlebell? You don't have the strength for it. Like everything that claimed to teach strength, you weren't strong enough to benefit from. And that's
how
because
about the sandbag. That was my favorite cert.
Yeah. Which became like the rice bag by us.
Yeah. It was like a rice bag. And like they just like yell at you.
Yeah, that's right.
Grow a pair of balls. You can swing this thing around this way and around that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reina, Raina was like, you threw me to the wolves. And I'm like, Raina, this is what it is to be a female out and getting certified in this nonsense. It's all a bunch of guys that don't want you to challenge them or their thinking. And so the reason I don't use other methods to strength train my people is because they're not doing it correctly. And it's not that I prefer starting strength because starting strength is funny or cool. Yes, they are. But
that would definitely make me choose something though.
Yeah, it's BS good.
I'm shallow enough for
you
that.
Did.
If you're funny and cool, I choose you over something else.
You did. Sure. It was called like, you know, sandbags and kettlebells, and then that sucked. But it's because starting strength, the model itself considers physics and gravity, and it proves itself to be true mathematically. And so that's why I use starting strength, because it's true. It's kind of like, you know,
it's also, you cannot get their cert over the weekend.
Yeah.
I like every single cert. If you picked one out of a hat, I've probably done it. Yeah. Everything's over a weekend. Even like CrossFit, when you say you're like CrossFit certified, people think it's a big deal. Mm. No, it's not.
Tell them about your CrossFit certification.
Oh, it was really fun. You go and they split you up into groups, and I got to be the example for squat therapy. Oh, that was fun.
What was that like?
They put you up against the wall.
I know. Why it's do they so do weird. That?
And you're like, they're like, keep your nose on the wall. And I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
Don't move.
Yeah.
Are you in your heels? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fall backwards.
Yeah. You're good job. You're in your heels. And who the fuck like, balances on their heels?
You need mobility training. Mm-hmm. I do think I need mobility training in my neck though. Cause when I go to like take pictures from behind, so, okay, CrossFit, you got me there. But like, that was it. And then after they serve you beers, and then they give you answers to their own certification test.
Yeah.
And then like they send you 3 weeks later, you passed.
Lovely. Really exciting. What a pleasant experience. So that's
if it was pleasant. Slow down.
That's true.
Like 1,000 burpees.
Oh.
And they like, everyone's naked.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you that before.
No, they
so
can't.
So I was upset about that.
Cause you would have worn a cute outfit.
I would have worn like my bra and underwear is like all the men and other men and women, but I was wearing leggings.
That, you know what that reminds me of? Another certification. Can you tell them about aqua aerobics?
Oh, aqua Zumba.
Aqua Zumba. Can you tell them?
Okay, well, tell them about aqua Zumba. This is another time I embarrass myself. So you think aqua Zumba, because like aqua aerobics, it's like the latest craze, beach clubs, everything. Mm-hmm, of course, I'm going to get my cert. And it comes after you do all day, you learn. I don't know what I learned about. You learned the theory of aqua aerobics. There is no theory of aqua aerobics, but you learn. And then it's time to go to the pool.
Yeah.
So everyone changes to their bathing suits. And I'm like, oh, this is Zumba. It's so much fun. And I show up in a teeny tiny leopard bikini. So everybody walks out of the locker room in Speedos, the full coverage bathing suits.
Yeah, and legit.
I'm like, I'm ready.
They're like Olympic swimmers, and you're
I'm wearing this teeny tiny leopard bathing suit.
Perfect.
I thought this was aqua Zumba. They're like, it's aqua aerobics.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, it's serious now. I'm sorry. I didn't get the memo that this is serious. They're like, some of instructors teach in YMCAs. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
YMCA. Wow. So, did you pass? Did you pass?
I did pass. Very good.
Very good.
Because I was very good at remembering choreography.
Yeah. That, you know, so these certifications can be purchased. And no, you cannot purchase the starting strength certification. And the reason that I don't do other methods is because I've tried other methods, including other methods of lifting. And it just, they couldn't explain why we were doing the things we were doing and why we were moving that way and why the barbell had to be held the way it was. And starting strength is the only certification that teaches you why. And, you know, once you do it and you learn about it, you'll realize that this isn't because, you know, Mark Ripito's funny or you should do it his way. It's because this is the way things work in the universe. And so there it is.
They're honest. They'll keep it straight with you. I'll give you that.
Certainly will.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Okay. Again, I'm getting a lot of like,
what?
Like I'm getting comments from the haters lately.
Good. You love it. You asked for it.
I mean, I do a little bit love it, but
they think you're approachable.
I guess so.
What do you got?
Raina, are you that mom?
What does that mean?
Okay. Like, you know, like the mom that has like their shit together and they're like kind of perfect.
What was this in response to?
This is, I think, in response to my Sunday stories where I take my kids on Sunday trips.
Yeah, it's awesome. What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Moms don't like it. Or I don't know about if it's moms. People don't love that. Okay, well, I will say I'm not that mom.
But like, it's
perfect.
What are you? Oh, I see. So it's like the mom that's always doing activities with her kids.
Right. And everything looks perfect and their kids are always happy. So I will next time Insta story the ride there and the ride back where my kids are cursing each other out. So like this week on the way, I was yelling at my kids to stop fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, if you say any more bad words, you're punished.
Yeah.
So my son wanted to let me know that he did not say asshole to my daughter. He said fuck.
Oh, clarification.
So he shouldn't be punished. Thank
you. That's, well, he does have a point.
So this is what goes on. And listen, as always for Instagram, everyone's going to show you the good.
Well, in your defense, people are asking you to show your activities with your kids because they want ideas because you're like awesome at coming up with things to do. They're very simple and things we don't really think of.
Right. So if you want me to show like my messy living room with 600 monster trucks and my kids killing each other on the couch, I'm more than happy to show that.
Load up on your personal Instagram and then we will follow you there for the real mom stuff.
Yeah. If you want to see real life, I'm okay with that. Or me like screaming at my daughter to finish her homework for 5 hours.
It sounds fun. But yeah, I mean, you are that mom when it comes to doing activities. I give you a lot of credit. You know, these kids don't realize how good they have it, but they've got Camp Reina going on.
I really try. And it's really more because I don't want to be in the house anymore.
Yeah.
I'm traumatized from sitting in the house for 6 months.
Yeah.
So because of that, I will do anything to leave. It's not for them. It's for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to deal.
And also like you keep it simple. You keep it basic with
them. Yeah. Like this week we went old school. We went to hot skates.
That was so cute.
We went skating. Mm-hmm. Never doing that ever again.
Why?
Because like all my son did was like, they have like these holders to help them like learn.
Yeah.
And all he did was like chuck it at people.
Perfect.
Trying to skate. Like one guy fell over because he threw it at them. Oh, it was horrible. And I was apologizing / holding in my laughter.
Oh God.
And then my daughter just wanted to be like an Olympic skater on day one.
All right.
So she was just whining.
I believe in you, Tori. I believe in Tori.
We're going back to bounce.
Perfect.
The deal.
Oh, perfect.
Everyone take your kids to bounce. It's happy there.
That's right. It's
they
easy.
Just run around. It's easy.
Amazing.
Don't get too creative. It's
they should
good.
They should serve wine for moms.
Oh my gosh. They really should.
If they serve some rosé while you were like taking the kids to bounce, your
every
husband
mom would be drunk.
Your husband would be picking you up.
No, no one would be able to drive their minivans home. All right. This is a good one. Do our kids play sports, Ina? Well, your kids are really big. I don't think people realize.
They played sports when they were in school, back when they were in junior high and high school, because that's what you do. I mean, I'm really glad that I didn't have COVID during the time that my kids were growing up, because that interrupted all sports. Like right now, what are your kids doing?
So my kids don't play any sports. Last summer, Tori did. Tori took up golf and tennis last summer and she really enjoyed it.
That's true.
And we're going to be starting up golf season in New York is starting again really soon.
Nice. But you know, school sports was interrupted. So
there is currently no school sports except for softball.
I mean, we're not going to go down this rabbit hole, but it's like, you know, hi guys, you know, you don't, they're outside, they're in the sunshine, you know, let the kids play outdoors. It's what better that they're inside.
No, there's nothing. There's no basketball. They canceled football. There's not even cheer. I don't understand why there's not cheer. I don't understand.
So what I did with my kids is, you know, when they were also, you know, if they didn't like the sports at the time, or they didn't like the team, or they didn't like the coach. So then I would sign them up for things like, I got basketball training for my son. He signed up with a group of his friends. We did it privately. My other son, you know, boxed. And so there's, you know, I always try to keep them active, but right now their sport is lifting because they're older and it fits their lifestyle, being that school is on Zoom and, you know.
Yeah, they could do it whenever.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would play sports if they could, but.
But you made a good point. I think playing sports recreationally might be a better option. I like basketball lessons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tennis lessons.
Get together with your friends and do it.
Right.
But it's if your kids aren't
competitive,
if your kids aren't playing sports because the school's not letting them, you got to take matters into your own hands. Because what are we going to do? Have them sit on computers the rest of their life?
I'm scared that that's the way the world's going. And it makes me so nervous. And that's why like I fear the iPad. I have fear of my kids on their iPad too much.
I don't think we're going to have any choice anymore. between cell phones. And I just think that we're going to have to find, you know, that's why I'm thrilled my kids lift, because it's convenient. They don't have to go to a gym to do it. They do it in the house. And even if they take part in sports or they sign up for a league, I know they're safe because they lift. They would never replace one with the other. They know one is necessary for the other.
That's good advice. So they could do both.
You got to be strong in order to tolerate sports and, you know, not tear your ACL when you're playing basketball. And
yeah. And I think for younger kids, unless your kid's like super amazing and talented at a sport, I think it's okay for it to be recreational.
Yeah. But your school doesn't, you don't have school sports right now.
No, in school, there is no school sports.
That's crazy. I mean, what a crazy time.
Unless you have a tennis team or a golf team.
Tennis and golf, whatever you can do individually, stand far apart from each other outside, but in the house, I know, whatever. It's Let's so not crazy, even go there. Right? Yeah.
All right. My daughter always wants to wear outfits she sees on TikTok that I think is inappropriate. How do you handle that? I know you love TikTok.
Oh yeah.
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 So that's, TikTok is a funny place.
Well, Tori's been actually, you know, she's getting to that age where she sees what the girls are wearing and she wants to wear it.
Yeah. I think all the kids now, like once your kid's about 7 or 8, they start to realize that these stars, and I put that in quotes because they're not stars of any, right? They're just viral on TikTok and these kids see them over and over. Yes, they are dressed inappropriate because a lot of them are underage, which I do find disturbing. A lot of the stars are, you know, younger than 18 and they are dressed in bikinis in their TikToks, and crop tops are really hot right now. And a lot of them also wear like sports bras. So actually my daughter was like dying to wear a sports bra.
Yes, that's very cute.
And she was like really into it. And it was like all she was ever talking about, getting a sports bra, wearing the sports bra. Everything was like with this bra. And making sure her like leggings were really low rise so you could see a lot of skin.
Oh God.
But that's what she sees on TikTok.
Yeah.
So I understand that. And it is really hard. I don't know what age your daughter is, but my daughter's only 9. And it is disturbing to think that your baby is going to be dressing like this and then putting it out there for public consumption. So we decided in our house that when she works out in the house or is dancing in the house that she can wear her sports bra all over the house.
Does that make her happy?
Yes, she loves it. But when you record, you have to wear a shirt on top.
What about like summer and the kids are in bathing suits?
I wouldn't let her record a TikTok in a bikini either.
So you have her cover up.
Yeah, you could wear your bathing suit, or if she's going to record that, you can't post it.
I know that she was really excited to like go shopping for, you know, these tops. And I remember when my daughter went through this also, and it's part of like becoming like a, you know,
right, getting older,
getting a little older and grown up. And what's the first thing, you know, girls are always looking at boobs and bras and like, that's what everyone else is doing. What am I going to get them? That means I'm a grown up, you know? And so, you know, I think you handled it really well. So she does her workouts on the TV. Like she has something
when
she watches.
She watches her dance videos. She can also wear like short shorts and the, you know, the little tube tops.
Adorable.
Crop tops. You can do that in your own gym. And when she invites her girl cousins over, they all like to wear that.
That's so cute. Is she happy with it?
Yeah, she's super happy with that. Even though she will ask me like every time, she will challenge me every single time.
Yeah.
Why can't I wear that? Why can't I do that?
Right.
Why do I see them doing that? And I just say, because it's not appropriate for us. It's fine for them. Cause I don't want to put down other people, cause it might be fine for them. It's just not fine for us.
So some people might say, well, eliminate TikTok completely and remove the problem. Like, why are you letting your kids watch that? And I used to get that all the time too, back in the day when Instagram was risque. And I would tell them like, that's not the real world, but the real world is that she's going to go out in the real world, be with her friends, see those things. And I have to teach her how to navigate that. So I know that you've set, you have parental guidelines you can set on your TikTok.
You can set really big parental guidelines. I don't set all of them. Like cursing, I don't really mind cursing because even when they bleep out the word, you can still know what it is. So to me, that's silly. But like my parental controls are like more nudity or so like lewd content because there's a lot of crazy stuff in this world.
Yeah.
And you could try to protect them from as much as possible, but you can't protect them from everything.
Right. That's why you have to teach your children how to navigate the real world. And I think you're doing a great job with it.
Right. Like now the hottest line is like the Playboy bunny is on everything.
Is that right?
Yep. Playboy Bunny's back.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like on everything.
I kind of like that.
I mean, so do I, but we're adults. So
Halloween.
Okay.
Halloween.
Right. But my daughter wanted to have the Playboy Bunny on a sweatshirt and I had to tell her no.
Oh.
And she said, why? It's just a bunny. And I said, you're right. It mm-hmm. is just a bunny. I said, but when adults see it, they're not going to think like a regular bunny, like Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Or like something yeah. fluffy and cute. They yeah. think of it in a not nice way.
Couple more generation, another generation, and that won't be a thing.
Right. Oh, it's back.
That's fine. I'm down.
I mean, I'm okay with a good throwback.
What is it like on all stuff or like
it's like on sweatshirts, sweatpants, apparel. Yeah. But I don't think most of the kids even know it is. They just
no.
know it's like, even like your daughter, she's like, oh yeah, Playboy. But she yeah. didn't know what it was past that.
No,
it's
no.
It's not even like in her headspace since no. she's 19.
Yeah. And language gets reappropriated and, right. you know, in one generation, it might mean one thing. And then another, it's like, okay, like for instance, and we don't have to get into this, but whenever I tell my daughter that I'm going to hang out with someone, and she's
oh,
like,
no, no. Hook up.
Because, you know, in my time, it'd be like, I'm going to hook up with some friends and go out. And she's like, mommy, hook up right. is not the right word. I'm like, no, no, no. It means hang out. It means connect. And she's like, no, it means like hook up, means like date. Like, you know, I'm right. like, oh, God. So, yeah, eventually Playboy Bunny will
change. Nothing. It'll be like everything else.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm still not letting her wear it on her clothes.
Yeah. But you monitor her, you know, her phone closely and all that.
Yeah. All her, any TikTok and you all parent to do this, any TikTok your kid makes can go right to your phone.
Yeah.
So I see everything.
That's good. That's good. And she's happy with it now. She's happy that you let her do that stuff at home and invite her cousins. Right. I think that's a great idea.
Because still like a lot of parents don't allow anything on TikTok. So yeah. just to have a TikTok is a big deal.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, in the end, kids are going to have everything they want. So you of might course. As well start early.
Right. Just some things I decide to let go and some things I'm going to be strict on.
Mm-hmm.
But the sports bras are okay for the house.
That's
for now.
True. Yep.
Till she's 13 and sneaks out with one under her shirt and takes off her shirt like mm-hmm. I did. Like every other
yeah.
teenager.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay. And now.
Drum roll,
my
please.
Favorite part of the podcast.
Raina's favorite part of the podcast.
I waited so long today.
She waits all week to talk about this.
Overheard at the gym.
Okay. And Raina, what is our overheard at the gym?
Okay. Today we're talking about the Sloganator.
Sloganator. What's that?
Okay. So these are our people who come to the gyms. Everyone's seen them with like those ridiculous like t-shirts.
Oh.
And they're like obsessed, but not just like funny t-shirts, because who doesn't love a good lifting t-shirt? Everyone does. But like yeah. those people make it, it's like almost part of their personality.
It's a
now.
Religion.
Yeah.
It's a religion. And I know exactly who you're talking about, because not only did we have them in the fitness classes, we also had them in the barbell gym, which I don't mind. I wore t-shirts that were funny. People would gift them to me. I wasn't really big on wearing all of them because like, I'm not, you know, yeah. I don't want bumper stickers on me.
Because they're
kind
not
of thing.
Funny.
They're not funny. Here's what bothered me about Sloganators. They would talk about it all day when they wore the t-shirt. They would attract attention to it. Yeah.
All right. I have a really good one.
Okay, go.
Practice safe sets.
Yeah. Like, where are you wearing that? What do you want people to read the t-shirt and think? Like, what should they, that you practice safe sex? Okay. Well, it's not funny.
It's not.
It's annoying. And stop showing it to us.
Yeah. Okay. So this one's, we had this one a lot. Everyone used to gift you. I have one.
Yeah.
And you have one too.
Yeah.
And I never thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Happy hour at the bar.
I know. I have glasses with it. I get it.
Nope.
You know.
Nope.
But I just, do you ever see me wearing a ton of slogans on t-shirts? It's not my thing. And it wasn't just that I don't mind when people wear their favorite slogan or whatever it is. It's when they would like point to the t-shirt,
right.
interrupt the lifting, or like something would happen. Let's say somebody, you know, pulls a PR and then they would just like yell out the slogans, or forget that, in the fitness classes.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh, endless.
I eat burpees for breakfast.
I eat burpees for breakfast. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I've seen your burpees. You do not eat burpees for breakfast.
Not even that. I mean,
yeah,
it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that funny.
It's a bumper sticker.
Okay. I actually own this one. Someone bought me this as a Hanukkah present.
I mean, it's a little funny. Squat because no one raps about little butts.
Yeah. That's funny. I get it. Make a post with it. Doesn't belong on a t-shirt, but maybe you've got a quirky, fun personality. I'm just so over the slogans. Like, I'm all for posting that on your Instagram and it's funny, but I'm not big on like wearing things on my body. And you know, sometimes you do occasionally, but we're talking about the sloganator, which is the person that every time they show up, they're wearing a different slogan on their t-shirt. And not just that, they want to have a conversation about it. And not just that, they want to shout it out. And not just that, they want to point to it and tell everyone like, right, right. Like, remember we used to have, Spartan Person knew she would wear the burpee t-shirt then during the workout where the HIIT interval was to do squat thrust or burpees. And she would be like, huh? And pointing to her t-shirt, like, did him. Like, yeah. It's like, can you just do the workout? Can you just do the workout and not live the slogan?
Yeah. These people like live for these t-shirts.
Oh God.
And I know they like seek them out because they're nowadays they're easy to find, but like 5 years ago, there was not easy to find.
People would buy me like the dumbest. I felt bad. Like I would get slogans that has nothing to do with me. Like you don't even know me. And then they'd expect me to wear them. And I'm right.
It's offensive when you don't wear that.
Yeah. I don't want to wear it. Like I feel stupid wearing it, you know, like, not my jam.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to even see if there's like funny ones.
Raina's got a whole bunch of them that she saved on her phone.
All right, here we go. Lift like a girl if you can, bro. Not funny.
Yeah, see, why would you pay money for that? You're paying money for that. If you have something to say, say it. But like these t-shirts, there are some bad t-shirts. Like CrossFit has come out with some shitty t-shirts. No offense.
Okay. Oh no, this is a CrossFit. This is a classic one.
Okay.
You may see me struggle, but you will never see me quit.
But who has time to read your shirt? That's like a conversation. You know what I mean? And then like, what am I supposed to do? You walk in, you're wearing the slogan, our eyes lock, you wink. And I now know who you are. You're this relentless person who will just pursue your workout and never quit. And now I know you. I'm like, no, it's a freaking t-shirt. Right.
Less talk, more chalk. Another good crossover.
Yes.
For the chalk obsessed person.
Yes. You know, I have brought t-shirts that have slogans on them. I'm sure I've bought some. Very rarely.
No.
But let me tell you something. I would never draw attention to it, point at it, and have a conversation about the t-shirt.
The only t-shirts I've ever seen you wear are like meat t-shirts.
Yeah, meat t-shirts. But you know,
had a really good one. You had a really good one.
Yes, I did.
The I don't squat on Shabbos.
Yes, I did. But you see, that was also a photo. That was also an image and a reference to a movie. And people like, I get it.
You had like a lot of Jews in your gym.
Yeah, it was really funny. So it was just funny on all sorts of levels. And I will never be able to outdo that t-shirt.
Okay, like I'm all into mom things, but like, some moms lift more than just their kids with a barbell. Oh, come on.
Too cheesy. I get it for your Instagram post. I do not get it as wearing it all over. Like, you know what, Raina? We're actually going to be making t-shirts. And we talked about the slogans and things like that. Like, we're not going to make our moms wear slogans on their chest.
No, because I don't like to wear things. I don't even like to wear like Gap. Remember when Gap was really hot?
Yes.
I'm aging myself.
Gap. That's so cute. My kids are into it again.
No way. It's
Gap. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like now it's cheap.
Yeah.
But like
on your Gucci, t-shirts.
I don't wear Gucci across my chest. It's ridiculous.
It's not my thing. Not a bumper. I don't put bumper stickers on me. But you know, even when we talk about making Iron Mom t-shirts, like, well, we have slogans on them. And how do you feel about that?
So here's my, when I like slogans, it has to be something that A is funny. B, it has to cause attention because it is funny to everybody. Mm-hmm. It can't be funny just to you.
Yeah.
Has to be like an all-in kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what really bothers me about these slogans? And I don't mind if you wear a t-shirt with a slogan. It's cute. Like you buy it as a gag gift. You wear it as PJs or maybe when you're working out at home alone. But I used to have customers who were on the fitness side and they would have conversations with me about these t-shirts at length. And I'm like, no, dude, like, isn't it true? Oh my God, isn't this true? Isn't that funny? I'm like, yeah,
right.
I saw it.
People love inspiration.
Yes.
Love inspiration. I don't know why.
I hope the t-shirt inspires them. I just don't want to reference it every 5 minutes. That was my thing. I don't mind if you wear a funny t-shirt. Great. You wear it. We lock eyes. I giggle. The thing is done.
Right. But you get a thumbs up.
You get a thumbs up. But if you're going to be constantly working it into every conversation for the time that you're in the gym, that's going to drive me crazy. I'll never forget the burpee person was like, everything was about burpees. And then every time we would do it in class, she would be like, hey, hit that. And she would be pointing the t-shirt, interrupting me all the time, talking to me about it. I don't want to discuss your apparel for that
long. You know what? Who people also love apparel, the Peloton people.
Is that right?
Yes. They really love it.
They have their slogan people, but they're all about that. Like you said, inspiration.
Inspiration. I don't know what you need so much inspiration for. Let's just do it.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just do it. Nike.
So like walk up, do your deadlift. Very good. Mm-hmm. You know what will get more attention to me? If it's heavy.
That's right.
Like, yeah, you don't even need to wear a t-shirt.
That's right. Enough said.
Enough said. Heavy deadlift.
Do the
now
work.
You got my attention.
Did your burpees and then was quiet about it and moved on to the next exercise, crushed it. Great.
Right. Not like coffee, Peloton, wine, repeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Didn't even get you a smile.
But like, how long do you want to wear that t-shirt for? I want to wear my t-shirt again and again and again and again. I don't want to have a slogan on it.
I think you also love logos.
Yeah, I love logos.
You love a good logo.
I don't
you
like really inspiration do. On my shirt. I mean, listen, I've worn t-shirts like, that's what she said. That's funny, you know, and that's fine. That's kind of like you're entering a club. True. Of you watch The Office, you know? And so slogans that make you understand, you know, that
but that's also a universal joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what makes it.
But like, also, I'm not going to like then point to it every 5 seconds, interrupt people.
Everyone's saying, like, yeah, that's what she said.
When you do, that's what she said. You whisper it under your breath. You think nobody's noticed.
You say it once.
And it's funny to yourself. I did say it a lot in the gym to myself. And then the people who get it would like, I really try to score with that, but my girls will remember. Yeah, I'm not into inspirational quotes. Like, these are conversations. These should not be printed on your t-shirt. Don't interrupt. It's like they're always looking for an opening to say the slogan that's on their t-shirt at the time that they're wearing it. And it's not always funny when they do insinuate it into a conversation or a moment because you're forcing it. It's forced. Forced humor doesn't work.
I'm like just trying to find a good one. I can't.
There are no good ones.
Here to pick up weights, not dates. Oh, that's really funny to the girl who's like, hey guys, don't hit on me in the gym.
Yeah. I mean, so you're going to be a sloganator, you know, kind of keep it to yourself, lay low, wait for someone to notice it who identifies with that. And then you both have a good laugh, but don't work it into every moment and every conversation of the gym where you're shoving it down people's throats so that you can walk away saying that t-shirt was worth its purchase.
I can't. Here's the best one of all. When you sweat, the words come out.
Oh, yes. I did see that somewhere like Shark Tank or something.
That made it onto Shark Tank?
Yeah.
I'd rather buy a scrub daddy. That's a
yes. Sponge. Yes. And in fact, I remember them saying that like, well, not everybody sweats, so we might not see the shirt. But yes, the letters come out when you sweat. You know, whatever it is, the bottom line is, don't be a sloganator that dominates every conversation trying to make the fact that you wore that t-shirt today worthwhile, okay? Humor should be like on the down low.
I agree with that. And universal.
Yes.
Or like a sick logo.
Yeah.
I do.
But that's not a slogan.
That's not a slogan, right? That's true. When I see people in the gym with like a sick t-shirt, that's the kind of reaction.
And then you write sick t-shirt.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't write the word sick t-shirt on a t-shirt and then wear it and be like sick t-shirt, right? Get it, huh? Get it, really, huh?
No. That's going to be a no for us.
So yeah. Anyway, if you're a sloganator, you know, either choose a great t-shirt where you'll get a lot of likes and clicks on it, or like, you know, just post it. Just post the words on Instagram. It belongs there.
Does it even? I'm not sure.
I think so.
All right.
I guess that's the best option.
This has been a super fun podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for submitting your questions. Thanks for all of our followers, our listeners. We're excited, you know, we're excited for Mother's Day, actually. Got a lot going on.
Exciting stuff coming up for Mother's Day. Please stay tuned. And hey, if you guys have topics that you would like to submit or questions, please slide right into our DMs. We're waiting for them.
That's right. We're here for you. We're here to answer all your questions. And so, you know, thanks for listening.
Yep. We'll see you guys next week on Mother's Day, the Mother's Day special.
Stay tuned.